17-47 to play in the second stanza. No score between the Sound Tigers and the hometown Phantoms. Face off to the right of Alex Line, who's yet to be tested in the second period. Lorito on the draw against Vorobyov. Vorobyov wins it straight back. And here is Samuelson to recover. Little sauce pass for Vecchione on the wing, and he breaks up ice. Cuts middle across the line. Toe drags his man. Lost control. Recovers near corner. And now out of the box comes Hosang, and Bridgeport is now on a power play for a minute 40. Aho back to retrieve in his own end. Both teams will change. And Aho will slowly weave up ice right to left. Leaves the drop pass for Orito at center. On the wing, Koivula, and just a little bit ahead of the play was the 20-year-old Koivula. That'll be offside.
What's that, the third or fourth offside?
Several times.
Bridgeport?
Yeah. Neither team has really been fluid today. I would say the way to put it is you can both tell they played last night. So face-off just outside of the Phantoms' end, near side left.
Seems like the defensemen have taken more of a role in this game. Forwards really
neither
have been
quiet.
Neither
team checking aggressively. Yeah. We're seeing pretty much a 1-4 from both teams. A trap, essentially. That's the way to put it. Face off one back, and here with a head of steam comes the Sound Tigers and Chris Bork, who's had a quiet game thus far. He gets the line, though, and Orita will set up shop. Left point, midpoint Aho, one-timer on the way. Bork, sharp blocker saved by line. Sound Tigers recover. It's Lorito. Near side half boards. One-timer Aho. Left point. Shipped wide. Bork recovers. On the half boards. Far side. Left circle. It's Lorito. Walking in. Behind the back pass. Bork in the circle. Back up top Aho. Bork. One-time pass across Lorito. Left circle. In front. Koivula couldn't get a shot off. Lorito recovers. Bork. Right circle. One-timer Fritz. Taken away though. Nice defensive play by Lehigh Valley, and Suavely takes the puck away, and Goldburn on the rush, he's able to chip it back in. A couple hairy moments there, but Lehigh Valley survives, and they have 22 more seconds to kill.
Long shift for the Phantoms penalty kill unit, but they got it off, clogging the front of the neck. More of a collapsing defense on the penalty kill.
Just over 4 minutes into the second period, no score between Bridgeport and Lehigh Valley, as Hosang couldn't handle that pass at the point, and he has to recover all the way back into his own end. 3 seconds on the penalty clock. That's coming out momentarily. And now on the ice, we're back at even strength. Fraze is out of the box. Lehigh Valley has the puck in their own end. Here is Fraze just out of the box. Ships it out far side. And Lehigh Valley make a Bridgeport roll recover. A spinning Van de Sample back in his own end. Gave it up at the line. And here comes Lehigh Valley. It is Wilcox, wrister from the right circle. It's blocked and taken away by the Sound Tigers. Back behind the cage. That's Van de Sappel. His pass near boards off the stick of Hosang. He recovers far corner, being hounded from behind. Hosang spinning in his own end. Leaves a drop pass. Van de Sappel cross ice. That's Stevens. And the Sound Tigers break across the line. Chip back behind the cage, giving chase. It is to Haas. They tie up back there with Hosang and Stevens. Puck squirts out, sent back around to the left point. Kept in by Watherspoon. Cross point, Castle. Arister tipped off the post.
Holmstrom was getting ready
goal.
To celebrate. He threw his arms up thinking it was going in, but it rang off the right part of the post.
That would have been a nice homecoming for Holmstrom, the former Adirondack Phantom captain. Sent back in. Holmstrom on his horse, recovers behind the cage in the offensive zone, being hounded by Brennan. The two AHL veterans again going at it. Bork rims it around, right post, Casto gets it back from Watherspoon as they play catch at the top of the zone. Rister goes wide, recovering Bork. Nice pressure here by Bridgeport. He sends a blind pass, though, far side and given away. And finally, Lehigh Valley and Carey clear. Not quite 6 minutes into the second period. No score between the Sound Tigers and hometown Phantom. Schlumko behind his own cage, a little chip pass, and Lehigh Valley breaks out on the run. Here is Bailey weaving his way up ice. Had it taken away by Bork. Here's Bork with some speed. Pulls up far side boards. Twirls it back behind on his backhand. St. Dennis, who's been quiet today, dodged a hit, gave the puck up. Barreling in is Jones. Still loose behind the net. St. Dennis takes it away. Here's Jones. Ships it for Bork. Near side half boards. Wrister from a sharp angle. Blocked in front by Brennan. In front St. Dennis. Nobody home. Recovered midpoint. Aho. for his defense partner, Casto. He has it back, steps into a wrister that hit Jones in front. It's loose. Brennan flips it out. And finally, Lehigh Valley clears.
That being said, the two best shifts
Bailey
for the Sound Tigers.
By Burrows there. Yeah. Might have been a high hit, and it is, and it's a penalty. Bailey, as he broke in across the line, far side, he got decked up high by Burrows, and now they convene in the corner. But Burrows will be headed to the box.
Not a dirty hit. High, but, you know,
hands got up.
In the old NHL, they would have let him go, but nowadays...
In Scotty Stevens' days, that's a clean hit, no
darn
doubt
right
there. But in either event, we'll be headed to a TV timeout. Burrows will go to the box. Lehigh Valley will have a power play. No score. 13-17 to play in the second period.